Yeah, good to see you. Really good to see you, and always good to. Why is it not?
Oh, it's fine. I turned off my. I just thought we. I always like to meet on these in case we want to do any screen sharing. It's easy to
record. Yeah, exactly.
You, so you have that stuff, but yeah. So tell me what's going on, man. You know, this is a call mainly for a 90-day money game. But you know, if you're not doing that, if it's you know, if you want to do it, and you're not doing it right. We can talk about that. And if not, let's dig into whatever else is working for you.
I am. I'm doing it, but I'm not doing it religiously. So that means I guess I'm kind of doing it half-assedly.
Right. What's the block for you?
Well, my block is I am doing it, and I've actually so my goal is to propose 60,000 and get 20,000. I've already booked 10,000 here because I didn't until the first. And
dude, I'm and sorry,
so, Henrik, so the money is coming in, but it's not from anything.
Sorry, it was all cutting out. I'm sorry, I didn't. You said you booked 10,000, then I didn't hear after that.
Yeah, I booked 10,000, but it wasn't actually from anything I proposed.
Okay, gotcha.
And but that's part of the game, you know. It's proposed, totally. And some of the proposals are not something that's gonna pay off right now. I mean, I just got a really good connection with a local convention center down in Salem, and I sent them a CVI specific to them. So, you know, it goes, "Hi, I hear that you've chosen Salem Convention Center as your location, and this is what I can help you with."
Great. Okay. Well, that's good. So are you getting a list of people who are coming to the Salem Convention Center?
They haven't given that to me. They, you know, and they didn't want to.
Gotcha. I see.
And I did join another little convention center, and that was actually... You know, I had to join to get the list of their groups and stuff, and it just might be worth to join all these snotty little things, visitors bureaus and stuff like that. And I'm gonna now, you know, it's not worth it for me to keep up the prescription or subscription to that one there because I've already gotten the information because it's kind of the same people that come back.
I see, yeah.
But
yeah,
that does seem actually to work too. I mean, it seems like it's an easy thing, all these small convention centers that are within driving range from here, you know, and I can, if I can get a list of clients coming in, I mean, I've had my assistant quit on me, so I should get a new one and just basically pound the internet, you know, Google, a location and conference, and then on page 3 and 4 you start seeing groups that are coming in. It's very incomplete for the groups coming in, but at least it's, you know.
Yeah. You met with Haley once. Did she do anything for you?
She was starting to do something, but then it sort of fizzled, so I need to touch base with her again, and I really need to find a new assistant. My assistant that I had still works for me in the way she still puts CVIs together for me, which is a really great thing to just be able to call her up and say, "Hey, put a CVI together. You know, so that part still works out well.
Okay.
But I still need somebody who can, you know, do the mining of locations and work on that, spend some time on that, because she's not doing that anymore.
You know, and the thing, I mean, you said something smart at the beginning. This the 90 money game is about right now, and it's about planting long term seeds. So
yes,
if you're in the habit of hitting every single convention that's coming to Salem or Portland or, you know, any of these small ones, just as like a drumbeat, I'm just going to hit these things. I got something. It can be a generic. You know, I talked about that in one of the episodes. You know, just coming to Salem, here's something that here's what I do for my clients who are coming here. I'm local. There's no, you know, you have a great angle to play on this stuff. I would just love to see those flowing out of you.
Yeah. And I have been definitely fairly productive in getting those out here.
Okay.
But I still need to be more productive. What I really, so once the performing aspect and that's going, you know, fairly well, I'm also realizing, you know, I'm not going to be one who's just putting in 8-hour days, pushing pushing the business side of things. I just don't like to do that. It's not
me. I get you.
And to me, I'm definitely, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of also settling into that, you know, I had a pretty good year last year. I made 60, 70 grand, whatever, you know, and it was really stress free. I did it, you know, so, but one thing I still do want to get going, that's my team building workshop, because it's been really dead lately. And so, I'm actually planning on advertising for an assistant. I'm definitely going to try and split her time in half. And one is, would be the, I'm saying her, it could be a guy also, but for some reason, I don't know. I just have a picture of a woman coming in doing it, because I don't know, just reaching out, you know, it's just like the future is the women, right?
Oh man, I sure hope so.
Just like your face with the, you know, you're a bald man on speaking to women that wants to lose weight, right?
I tell you, man, things changed. Our average visitor time now has gone up to 3 minutes on our website from about 12 seconds. So it's a pretty big jump.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations on that. I see it as a woman doing it was great. I put an ad on Craigslist and I found Tara, and she's still with me, although she now has another a new gig, and but she still does my you know, CBIs for me, because I also really like, I think it's really professional when somebody else does it for you.
Oh yeah, you know, it's great, and I like it, you know, just because of what you said. You know, you're not that guy, so don't be that guy. You know, it's just
yeah. And I'm giving myself permission to just go, you know, I'm not gonna hit myself on the head and make myself feel bad about what I don't like to do.
Yeah, we're all too far along for that. You know, it's like what parts of it can play well, serve you, support the bigger vision. You know, just good not to be doing that. So the teamwork piece, I mean, what if we turn that into something for the next you know, month and a half of this money game? Is that something you feel comfortable proposing? I mean, because you could do that for small groups, you could do that for, you know, 12 to 100 people or 200.
It's exactly, you know, it's perfect. And I mean, you know, my client, my ideal client is tech companies, and Portland is, you know, exploding with them.
Yeah, sporting with them. I mean, really just like a, you know, Friday special, or just, you know, an afternoon, or just even come in, even if they're not having an event. I mean, does something like that work?
Yeah, no, it's, and I've done a couple of them, and I just sort of, you know, I just need to get on a freaking train with that. And I do want to get on a train with that, because it's the perfect thing. Just, I mean, it's even, you know, it's performing, of course. But it's like, I don't even break a sweat, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And I'm 56, you know, I don't really want to jump on a unicycle three times a day and kick a hat up to my head and all that stuff that I can still do, and that I'm really, really happy I can still do.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd really enjoy when I went to Salt Lake City and did the Adobe thing, and you know, it's just so easy, you know?
Yeah. And you know, the value that they get from that, it's so different than a show, and there's a big piece of it. So, you know, maybe for this 90 money game, maybe you can work on a little landing page that's literally just how easy this thing is to have come into your tech company, you know, and not even have them do any of the guesswork or what this could look like. But from the second you arrive, you know, you know, 2 p.m. or something, you know, do like a Friday afternoon, like before the weekend jam, and you know, 2 o'clock arrival, 2:30, the team comes in, 2:40, here's a picture of what we're doing, here's what they're getting from it, here's the takeaways, and you know, it's over at 4 or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you want to work on that?
Yeah, I do want to work on that. I had this headline pop up in my head that says, "Are you a group of nerds sitting at a computer all day?"
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. Question mark, and then go from there, you know. No, I mean, my life would be, I mean, of course it would be great if I got a bunch of high paying gigs for conventions and stuff like that, performing, but you know what, I'm really happy doing the local smaller gigs, and that seems to come more natural my way. But I would like to tap into the tech scene here in Portland and going out once a week and doing a $2,000 gig for 20 people you know, and Nike and Intel. I haven't cracked any of those companies yet. I do pursue. I mean, the other day I was on a ski lift and there was a two guys playing hooky from Adidas. And of course I'm like, you guys are from Adidas? Well, let me tell you, first of all, I grew up in Adidas because I'm from Denmark and that's all you wear when you're a kid over there.
Oh, are they made there? I mean, is that?
No, then they're from Germany, but you know, gotcha. It still was what I was wearing the whole time, you know, and it was mostly, you know, I wanted, that was my lead up to saying, hey, can I give you my business card?
Yep.
And can you connect me with somebody? Now I was on the ski lift and they didn't have any cards. But I did give them my card. And so, you know, that takes it out of the control out of my hand because I can't pursue them now, unfortunately. But, you know, that was the most I could get out of, you know, getting them to take their gloves off and taking my card that I didn't have in my pocket.
Yeah.
So,
that's great. Very proactive.
And I'm definitely going to also tap into my network of local people here to get this up and going here.
Okay.
Somebody who can get me in those things there.
So what part of this feels daunting or like difficult?
You know, it's, well, the hard thing is when, you know, it's hard when you don't know anybody at the company, but I have lists. I just picked up a list from another team building company. It's like an improv group who has done a lot of team building and they had a list of all their previous clients on there.
Wow,
on their website. I mean, some of them are still, you know, you call up Nike and it's really hard. They're so big. It's really hard to get through the gatekeeper to the right person. Now, I'm not saying it's impossible, but
right,
it's tricky. But smaller companies and like one of the companies I did do, Elemental Technologies, is a small local company. And another friend of mine, he works for Xerox or somebody like that, and he knew people that he played Ultimate Frisbee with, so that was my introduction to that company.
So look at this, you got your screen up, let me share this with you. I mean, I just go to LinkedIn, I just type in works for Nike in Portland, and here's Barbara S. You know, so I don't know who you may be connected to, but any of these people,
yeah,
I mean, my gosh, but it's not hard. And you can also go to Twitter. Once you find out their name, just go to Twitter and just do a tag them in Twitter and just say, what is your group of nerds doing Friday? And then just have a link to your page. You know, that can be considered a proposal.
Okay.
For this money game. I'm not stuck on it being a textbook, beautiful proposal.
Yeah.
So let's see this receptionist at Nike. Let me see if there's anyone better here. Current Nike Narrative Innovative Executive Team. That's interesting. Nike factory, no. Receptionist, design engineer. I don't know what this does, director of talent management at Nike. But
Barbara S.
You know, 500 connections in there. Effectiveness. Look at this. Capable team effectiveness. Capability team effectiveness. So, and I have one mutual connection, Michael Gelb, who I don't know. He's just a big ass author. You know, he's a.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I know of him too.
Yeah, he's a big guy. But you know, I would even use that in my connection with them, though. Hey, Barbara, this person we haven't, you know, wrote The Art of Juggling for Business, you know, or whatever the name is, his title book is.
Yeah.
You know, and we're both friends with him. So you know, just want to send you this quick thing. Here's something that I do for companies on Friday. I'm in Portland. I do it you know, Friday team building or Thursday team. You know, come up with some just fun name.
Yeah.
For the day of the week you want to do this thing, shoot it out and just send them to a page. It says it's 2 hours from the time I arrive till the time I leave. Here's the takeaways they get. Here's a blueprint of what happens, you know, every 10, 15 minutes. Here's what I leave them with. Here's the cost. Let's get it on the calendar.
Yeah,
I'm pre-booked, but I have openings starting, you know, May 15th or whatever.
Friday fun day.
Yeah.
It was funny because actually, so somebody was looking for an act on Gigmaster. And I actually still don't know what company it is because he only had like a Gmail list. But
yeah,
but he's, you know, it was some kind of tech company here in Portland. And I followed up with him and said, so I get the feeling that your company might be something that would be suitable for my team building workshop. And I'm in contact with him now. He did give me a refusal for the event that they have planned, you know, now. But I'm on his radar. I put, you know, I got him to my page and stuff like that, because he was exactly in that category of a tech. But the reason I stopped talking about this was that he was asking, is it fun? And that is actually kind of a rare turn of event. Usually I almost have to dial down the fun because it's so obvious that it's fun.
Yeah.
But I have to dial up the benefits.
Yes.
You know, to get from it. But this was actually interesting. And I wonder if how telling it is that maybe the tables are turning. Maybe I still have to put in that it is F-U-N fun, you know?
Yeah, and maybe even if you can have F-U-N stand for something that makes sense for you, you know, for that. Because, you know, fun is easy to write off, unfortunately, whereas benefits, teamwork, you know, working better together, understanding, communication.
Yeah.
Compromise. I mean, how much do you train about compromise when you're working with someone? You know, you're teaching someone juggle and you know that you're doing a partner thing and they always throw higher. Perfect. Don't change. Let's work within this. You know, you need to throw a little higher.
Yeah.
Or you just need to wait a little longer before you throw yours. It's just, there's so many great tools in there.
Yes. Yes.
Fundamental understanding of nuances in teams, you know, fun in teams. That would be really a fun way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to work on if you and I underlined it here so I can do that later here. So, yeah, I mean, it's that would be a huge improvement if I could get in and get that rolling just once a month would be happy, you know?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
More would, and it's not – it is so doable is what the thing is. I got a great connection – So we redid our kitchen here over Christmas.
Nice.
And we took down the wall between the kitchen and the dining room and opened it up and have
oh,
a big
I love that.
And it was killer. But the killer thing was that I ended up working with this guy who's a multi-master. He is a builder, does mm-hmm. an awesome building, but he's also a climber. He's like climbed buildings all over Chicago. I mean, he's just something else. You know what Hump is?
No.
Hump is an amateur porn festival put on by Dan Savage. Do you know who Dan Savage is?
Oh, yeah. I love Dan. Yeah.
Yeah. Dan's awesome. So my builder won the fucking Hump.
He won he fucked in front of people and won?
He made a movie. He made Hump on the Mountain with his. He has a wife who is she's a dancer in a sex club.
Yeah,
and he's just so cool because he's just so comfortable with who he is. But he's also a filmmaker, right? And so after we did the remodel of the kitchen, he filmed it. We filmed it with a GoPro, and we got great footage of you know the whole process in 30 seconds, right? And then he put together the most beautiful video of our school here.
So he made video of the Hump document. Is that John Casey?
No. He made a Hump movie, right? And submitted. It's a competition to this, amateur porn movie festival. And so anyway, but
is this the guy? This is sounds amazing that he'll do a thing and then also a movie for a Waldorf school. Is this him?
No, it's not him.
Okay.
That movie won't be online. But let me just show you because you like this.
Amazing! Wow.
If I can share my. What do I click on?
I just love that he makes a Hump movie and then also for a Waldorf school. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see here. $5. Okay. Okay. Can you see my screen now?
Probably. Yep.
I just have to show you this movie that he made because. So anyway, he's going to. Oh come on! That wasn't what I wanted. He's going to next time I get to do a team building workshop, I'm gonna have him come in and film it. And but look at this one here. Let's take 2 minutes just to see this.
Sure. I know that house.
Physical, yeah. A lot of play, a lot of creative, a lot of.
Oh, I haven't seen Jody in a while. Nice.
I didn't know about it before I met Jody. It clicked right away, and both of our kids have gone through the Waldorf schools.
It was early morning.
Every time I come here and I pick up my daughter, she's so happy.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice.
That's a nice movie.
It's great, man. Yeah.
This is a school in our home.
You know, it's storytelling. You know, and
yeah,
it's all about the narrative.
And then he adds on with that with all the images.
Yep, he's got the B-roll telling the story while the voice is telling the story.
Yeah.
This is exactly, you know, what I talk about, and this is what the teamwork video needs to be.
Yeah, exactly. And he's gonna do it for me.
Awesome. So. Hey, what do you have right now, I mean, in the way of footage? Henrik, there may even be enough between... Okay, I got the idea of that.
What do you, I just have to show you the...
Oh, sure.
Here comes...
Same thing, I want them to walk into the kitchen.
Oh, yes, you had shared this on Facebook. I love this.
Yeah.
What a great change, man. What a change.
Yeah.
You know, I like people to feel it, that.
It's awesome. So anyway...
just great, man.
I just have to show that to you, so.
I love it. So, what do you have now? You have some still photos. You have some logos. You have you with Groot smiling. You have some footage. I bet you anything that Chip could make a video just out of what you have right now.
Yeah, but
I mean,
it's
just a quickie. I bet Zed could do it. I mean, it's like I just want something that tells a story, you know, of right now. That you can, it's funny, like. Show me, go over to your team building page right now, or your, you know, do you have a page for the program that you'd like to be doing right now?
Well, I kind of do. Here's what I have, because I did actually put just sort of a generic movie up, or, you know, a generic CVI up.
Okay. Yeah, so you have this.
But it's, and this one could probably take some.
How do you feel when faced with a new challenge? When having to learn a new skill?
Is
it stressful and would you rather stick with what you're already good at? Or does it make you excited to challenge yourself to learn something new? Growth mindset versus fixed mindset is the latest theory and wording on success versus failure.
But this is 3 minutes long. It needs to be less than a minute, probably.
Yeah, it needs to be less than a minute. It needs to be more about you.
That's what we'd like to talk to you about today. Allow me to introduce you to Team Building Northwest.
Yeah, so I'm at 30 seconds, and I'm starting to hear about the you.
Henrik Botta connects people with laughter when he performs his physical comedy show.
So pause right there for a second. Let me tell you something. So this, you know, this plate spinning is great for a show and for a team building thing, for like the fun Friday thing that we're talking about. It's a disconnect.
Yeah.
Right, because there's nowhere that I picture this taking place in my office. You know, if you're working with 12 nerds or it's a show. So what do you have in the way of just photos? Let's scan through this for a second. Yes, like that's perfect. That's perfect. That's perfect. This is freaking amazing. That's ideal. Those are computer nerds.
Yeah.
And that's you on a Friday spending 2 hours, and these people give you $2,000. They don't even know it. They're spending that on water.
Mm-hmm.
And so what could you make a Google folder about that? Just make a Google Drive, share it with me, put like every photo and every clip you have of you working that's that picture right there, you know, that looks like those people or any of the ones that you've showed me. There's 4 or 5 in this recording so far.
Yeah. Yes.
Stick all those in. Let me turn Zed loose on it.
All right. Yay.
I will write a script. So I don't know. I think it may be good to have. Who's that who recorded that script?
That was Tara.
Tara, okay.
My assistant.
And she's still working for you. So why don't you take a poke at a script that's about 150 words, maybe 130 to 150 words?
Okay.
Just nothing. We're not going to focus on anything right now except this fun Friday. Let's just come up with it.
All right. Yay.
You know, I love it, and it's funny, Henrik, my brain won't go off what I said. Not that I usually love my ideas, but this fundamental understanding of nuances of teamwork. It's like, that's an amazing thing for fun for me. I wish I thought about that 20 years ago. Because, I mean, really, that's what you can teach is the fundamental understanding of the nuances of teamwork, you know, and you can help people. Like, this can be a part of your message. Play with it and just come up with something, but let's look at a script and let's try and do it, you know, by the end, like 48 hours from now.
All right. I can do that.
Get a script. I'll touch it up, put all the photos in a drive. I'll have Zed make you an awesome movie. He may charge you $100.
Yeah, for happy.
Yep. And I'm trying. He goes, Dad, get me some more with your client. He's making such amazing videos. So.
Awesome. Yay.
Yeah. And up to you if you have someone else who wants to do it, but I'll just offer you. I know that in 60 seconds, we can make a commercial for this thing that if that's sitting on a landing page,
yeah,
that's just called Friday Fun for Teens or something.com or, you know, just yeah. That's it. That's all that's on the landing page. We can get that to every tech company in Portland.
Yeah.
You know, unemotionally attached, just boom. Like.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you know, I do, and I'm going to commit to that also. I'm putting an ad on Craigslist today. And actually, I don't even know. I mean, I've never done well with, because I've never done it. I wouldn't say I've never done well, but, cause it could be an assistant from far away that does it. That would be, you know, cheaper or whatever, you know, it doesn't have to be somebody here in Portland on Craigslist. But a virtual assistant that could basically call up every freaking tech company here and say, I have something I would like to present to your HR department, the people in charge of team building. Who do I send it to?
Yeah. I mean, that would be fine. But I mean, I also might just jump on to, and I don't know how LinkedIn friendly you are. I know I've certainly talked about it enough. I'm just not sure how much you've done on it.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I've done a little bit on LinkedIn, you know.
But is there someone, you know, who you could get, who you could make a user of your LinkedIn, pop in here and just kind of, you know, project manager integration. Okay, that's Minneapolis. Wait, in Portland. That's funny. I put this in Portland. Works for tech companies in Portland, Oregon. Why did this guy in Minneapolis come up? I'm not sure. Maybe he lives there.
Yeah, maybe he's.
Ponder Synthetics, Portland, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
Or let's just look at this. Home and Human Resources in Portland. Come on, I can do this. Mm-hmm. Portland, Oregon. Oh, Dave's Killer Bread is up there?
Yeah, they're right here. I go by. Actually, I've been haunting them, trying to hire me for their holiday party, but they haven't yet.
Oh my gosh. I recommend their Power Seed bread all the time on 30 Days Sugar Free. It's like the only bread with no sugar in it.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, I say it's really good in that I've never tasted it because it's weedy, but I mean, people love it when I recommend it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Netrush. I mean, there's just all these people. And, you know, if you happen to be a second degree connection with someone, just click on their name, find out who you have in common, ask for an introduction, and then boom, send it off. But, you know, someone, not you. Oh, Joe Glorfield, this guy's an amazing friend of mine. Jeez. Like, he's a guy right now, I would just kind of say, hey, Joe, who's this Rebecca? Send her this link and tell her I'm a good friend of yours. And boom, then you're done. And
yes.
That's something you could all have an outsourcer do. You don't need to be doing that.
Yeah.
You could be on your kayak or moving walls, you know, the stuff you love doing.
I love doing that. I love just, I mean, sometimes, you know, I mean, I've been doing good for a couple of hours hacking along
yeah.
You know, but it always does feel a little bit like hacking along. Cause I am sort of fishing, you know, you go online and you look for, like I hear of Washington Insurers Conference and stuff like that. And then you're looking on Google and I wonder why mine is not on my camera. That's really weird.
Oh, no problem. I was just going to show you something you would love to see. I, you know, it's funny. People who see me online or I coach with it, they think I'm always stuff. But look at this, man. I spent the last 5 days on an ATV with a big-ass trailer behind me. We just cleared so much. There was, like, fire hazards down here in our property.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Oh, my gosh, Henrik. It was so fun. Like, I got this ATV it doesn't say no. That's the only thing it doesn't do is say no.
Yeah.
So wow. I had a trailer on the back of it. Man, we were just like chainsawing. It was so fun.
That's what, when I lived in Hawaii, you know, I mean, I was so buffed because I'd be out cutting trees and whacking back jungle all the time.
Right.
And it just, you know, a lot of physically make me happy.
I know. Yeah, me too. I mean, it's a good thing to be moving our bodies, you know. That's what we do it, you know. That's what we need to be doing. So, yeah, it was fun doing that. So, but anyway, so can we commit to that in 48 hours at least to have copy in a Google folder full of photos?
Yeah, I can do the Google here today, and I'll start working on copy.
Good. So in that folder, put any I'm just going to put a note here in your thing. So 48 hours. So this is by Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon. I'm just going to put it here, a few notes in our thing. Google folder full of images and clips. You know, any video clips you have of working with people like that?
Yep, I got a little bit, not great, but
doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I got a clip that's good, but that's what I want to do. I mean, I just need to. I had a couple planned, but then they fizzled. Like one where I was with Haley with all the whatever it's called, the room. You know, when you're living on campus and you're the room coordinator, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna do one with her just to get footage of it, and. But then it turned out to be harder to organize than she thought it would be. And,
okay.
And I got another one, but it probably won't be till early summer that I do that. I had another one that I did go in and film, but it was unfortunately turned out to be such shitty location that it was. And also the thing about Chip though is that, you know, the way he does such a beauty, he totally gets that it's all about the story and then the images backing it up. So he's
yeah, man. Awesome. You know, we have just evolved. I mean, B-roll's always been an important thing, but really we've evolved so much now where, you know, you look at like a news screen, there's a crawl on the bottom, there's info on the side, there's a guy talking, you know, there's a picture in picture usually. It's like
I don't want to get it, Jody. Sorry, it's just my phone ringing in the other room.
Oh, yeah, so I'm just saying we can listen to a story and then the B-roll can tell us something else.
Yeah.
Quotes.
Yep.
Okay. So let me just share the screen with you real quick here and just show you this. So this is what I expect. So here's my notes. I'll send you all these. But Wednesday, a Google folder or whatever, Dropbox. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Images, clips, quotes from people and companies, like who they are written out, and then 150 word voiceover that's only about this offering, nothing else.
Okay.
And we'll build a simple video, and then out of this and then you're gonna work on for fun.
Yep.
So probably fun. And then okay, and then the result, here's what we're going to do out of this. A 60-second commercial. And you know, I mean, really all of it, it won't even have to involve you.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just get even that, you know, 60K number you had up here, but I mean, let's just put a value on these. Let's do a,
two grand a piece. Yeah.
And you know, you'll make some connections on this, you'll have some conversations, you'll get some of the bookings, but it's just, yeah, I don't want to put that page public until like I just look at it and we feel 100% solid about it. Like it doesn't do anything except point to this one single offer.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, man.
Oh, you definitely lit my fire here today.
Let's do it.
Awesome, 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 man. I'm so bummed that you can't see me smiling.
I know, I'd like to see you. I got to see you on the little video. That was nice.
Yeah.
Hey, next to that little stop video thing in the lower left, there's a little carrot that points up. Is your right camera selected?
Okay, hang on. Okay, where do you say?
In the lower left of the, if you're hovering over the screen.
Yeah, it says FaceTime HD camera built in. It does say that it's, let me stop it and now start out of again. Maybe that'll help. I don't know. Camera is selected and everything. I don't know what's up with that.
Okay, the camera's selected. You got that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. It's the way it goes.
And I see, hang on. I can change the size on the video screen, but oh well, it ain't working.
Exactly, it ain't working. That's it. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Cool. So, well, cool. I will go outside and hang with the preschoolers for an hour, and then I'll come back in and I'll jump on it.
Man, that's so, oh gosh, I wish I still envy Annie. 15 years she's been teaching music together, and sometimes I have to take her over an instrument or go pick her up or drop off a key or something. I see her in a room full of 12 infants, and I go, gosh, I forget, this is still your life. She goes, yep.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, hey, thank you.
You bet, Hendrik. We'll be in touch. I'll send you all this stuff just so you have a record.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Love you. Bye. Ya. Bye.